introduction. Like you said, my name is Joshua Vishong. I'm going to Oklahoma State University. I've been working under Dr. Pieper for the last 4 years and with small grain wheat science, mostly concentrated on wheat and canola. And here today to give a presentation on winter animal grass control and winter canola. The objective of my research was to evaluate registered herbicides for ryegrass, joining goatgrass, volunteer wheat, and federal rye in winter canola. Basically had four experiments last year in north central Oklahoma, which had an experimental design of a randomized complete block with four replications and a plot size of 1.2 meters by 7.6 meters. To have a uniform weed seed stand for each plot, we pre-measured each species and hand broadcast into the plots and incorporated the seed with a field cultivator about 2.5 centimeters deep. And the canola was planted with a small grain, small plot research grain drill with 18 centimeter row spacing. We used two varieties in the study, one of which was DeKalb's DKW1386RR, which is a glyphosate tolerant winter hardy canola. And the other one was Wichita, which is a conventional winter hardy, which was released by KSU in 1999. For the pre-plant incorporated herbicide treatments, they were applied at 187 liters per hectare water carrier and incorporated with one pass of a field cultivator. And this chart just kind of shows the different treatments when they're applied and what rates. And the first one, trifluralin, which was the pre-plant incorporated herbicide, was applied at about 1,120 grams of active ingredient per hectare, and the quazalofop with the 1% crop oil concentrate and 1% UAN was applied both in the fall and the spring at 62 grams of active ingredient per hectare, and the clethodim with the 1% crop oil concentrate was applied in the fall at 105 grams of active ingredient per hectare. And there's three different glyphosate treatments that we used. One in the fall at 771 grams of active ingredient per hectare. A little bit higher rate in the fall of 1,060 grams of active ingredient per hectare. And then a sequential application in the fall and spring with 771 followed by 771 grams of active ingredient per hectare. The plots were combined in mid-June, in which afterwards the harvest samples were taken back and we got test weight, moisture, and yields. And from the harvest samples, we broke them down into sub samples of the harvest samples, in which we hand picked out all the four different species of grasses and weighed them and calculated a percent on a weight by weight basis to figure out yields of the different weed species for a comparison on how much were controlled. And here's a chart that shows the kilograms per hectare of the weed seed in the harvested canola that was not sprayed and both sprayed. And just to set up this chart a little bit, the top has the four different species and the left side is showing the not sprayed, the controlled, the untreated, and followed by other treatments. And I'd like to take a note to say that the federal rye and the joining goatgrass is only one location, and the volunteer wheat and ryegrass was the average over three locations. And for federal rye, as a baseline of 213 kilograms per hectare, it was reduced with trifluralin to 129, and further reduced with trifluralin pre-plant followed by quazalofop in the fall to 11, and the clethodim applied in the fall reduced it to about 66 kilograms per hectare. For the wheat, the baseline was about 234 kilograms per hectare and was reduced by trifluralin pre-plant to about 63% or 63 kilograms per hectare. And the trifluralin followed by the quazalofop in the fall and the clethodim in the fall were about the same, about 7. And the ryegrass had a baseline of about 214 kilograms per hectare and reduced by trifluralin in the pre-plant to 55 kilograms, and the trifluralin followed by quazalofop in the fall reduced to the most to about 7, and the Methedrone in the fall at about 33, and the baseline for adjoining goat grass at the one study was about 141 kilograms per hectare, and the trifluralin reduced it to 20, and both the trifluralin in the fall by Clazoflop and the Clethodim in the fall reduced it to about 1 kilogram. And here's another table. Like I said, the control or untreated not sprayed is on the top just for reference. And here's the Clazoflop in the fall by itself, reduced it to about 4. And the Clazoflop only applied in the spring, reduced it to about 15 kilograms. And then the sequential applications of Clazoflop followed by Clazoflop in the fall and spring, reduced to 2 kilograms per hectare. And in the volunteer wheat, the Clazoflop in the fall reduced to about 19, and the Clazoflop in the spring and the sequentials of Clazoflop reduced it to 0. For the ryegrass, the Clazoflop in the fall reduced at 31, and in the spring 109, and the most was the sequential of the Clazoflop both spring and fall. And for joining goat grass, the fall application of Clazoflop reduced it equally within the fall, and the fall and spring sequentials, with the spring only reducing it to 104. And here's the three glyphosate treatments. For the lowest rate, I had 771 grams AI per hectare. Applied in the fall, it reduced the ferroride to about 2 kilograms, and the glyphosate at the higher rate in the fall of 1,060 grams AI per hectare reduced at 4, and the sequentials of the low rate of 771 reduced to 0. And for the wheat, the low rate in the fall reduced to 18, the high rate in the fall reduced to 7, and the sequentials of both lows reduced to 0. And for the ryegrass, the low rate in the fall reduced it to 41, and the higher rate in the fall reduced it to 27. The sequential applications of the lower rate reduced lowest to about 8. And for the joining goat grass, the low rate in the fall reduced it to about 25, and the higher rate in the fall to about 4, and then the sequential again the lowest of about 2. In summary, the Marshall ryegrass was the most difficult to control the four, with no treatment controlling it over 97%. And the glyphosate applied twice, both in October and February, at the low rate of 771 grams of active ingredient per hectare, had the best all-around weed control. And the Clazoflop was more effective on the fellow rye than the Clethodim. Is there any questions? The question was, is there advantage of having the sequentials or just having either the fall or the spring application? As far as weed control, it's better to control the weeds as early as possible to limit the competition between the weed and the crop. As far as economically, I think you'd still come out with more weed control, that it'd be better off to have the sequential applications of any one of the herbicides, because it reduced it more significantly than just one application at any time of the year. The question was, did I see any results of the different treatments on the actual yield? As far as the only thing that affected the yield was the competition, and basically if any treatment help the canola have a higher yield, but as far as the best yielding one was the sequentials of the lower rate of the glyphosate. Yes, the question was, were they significantly different statistically? And yes, the glyphosate lower rate of 771 grams a hectare sequential application was at the highest yield statistically. question. The question was about the blocks. And basically, the randomized complete block is just basically it has all the treatments in a row, and all the treatments were replicated 4 times. So there's 4 to be averaged for each study. And so there's 4 locations, and so basically there's 16 plots that were averaged to get a number. That's what it comes down to. The plots were side by side in the block. Well, within the block, there's, like I said, there's 4 replications. The first replication had a different randomization than the second replication, and the third replication had a different randomization than the other two. So each replication had a different randomization. So they're all basically randomized. Any other questions?
What was the variation between the 4 plots and the MU?
The question was if there's variation between the different species from years, and all this data was actually just from last year of the different studies. And for the Joni goatgrass, we had 4 germination is why we only had 1 location on it, and the rye was only applied to 1 of the experiments last year, so that's why we only had 1 of each of those. Yeah, especially in north central Oklahoma. The question was there variation between years? And over the past 2 years, we've gone from a very dry season to a very wet season. And so this data from each year, we don't know if we're going to be able to get them to go together yet or not. So there's quite a bit of variation there. Any other questions? Thank you.